talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
And friends, that was Whitney Houston. And I say was with the deepest saddened heart tonight, because she contributed so much to this world, so much to society, and so much to all you listening tonight. Every time you went through a struggle, Whitney was there. Every time you got married, Whitney was there. You remember Shoop? Every time you got a divorce, Whitney was there, because y'all were waiting to exhale. Well, Whitney has exhaled, and she is now watching over us and singing. She will always love us, because we will always love Whitney. Now, it's my birthday show tonight, so we're not going to get all depressed up in here, because like Clive said, Whitney would want a party. So last night they had the party for Whitney, for Clive, for everyone last night at the Grammys. And tonight I got my crew with me tonight. We got the cast of CSI Miami. They're going to join us. Y'all remember Borat's wife, Lunel? Well, she's going to be here. But first we have the one and only, my auntie Ro, Lambda Watts. How you doing, Ro?
I love you so much, and happy birthday. We are celebrating the day that you were born today.
That's right. You know, my birthday is Valentine's Day, but because we air on Sundays, we had to play it, you know, today. So I'm giving myself a little bit of a extra jump start for my birthday. And I wanted you here because I was going through the list of how many people I love and all the people that have been on Max and Friends and my birthday show. And Rolanda Watts, you've been like the number one featured guest on my show the most amount of times. People love you. I love you. We've had you here so many times. And I said, I want to celebrate a couple of minutes of my birthday to be with Rolanda Watts, because you just are what life is about. Your laugh, your joie de vivre, and everything that you offer in life is what I inspire to have too, because I just love you and think you're great. And I want everyone to know how great you are and how much love you have for everyone, because this is, I believe that my birthday is going to be the season of love this year. So I'm glad you're here with me, Auntie Ro.
Well, look, baby, I love you so much, and that means so much to me. It really does. And, you know, in this time, Whitney was a friend of mine, and you know, I knew her very young. And so when we look at people who have given so much to the world because they were born, they had gifts, they gave us gifts. Whatever happens, it just reminds us that life is so precious, and that every single minute we need to have joy, and that every single minute we need to celebrate. And you know something, you have such a wonderful spirit, Max. Everybody knows that about you. Oh. And all of us know that life is fleeting, and tomorrow's promised to no one. So every single minute of the day, we must grasp and claim, and especially on the day that we were born and the things that we continue to do. You know, this is a time where we step it up. We're going to step it up a little bit. And it's just, and Max, I got to tell you, it's such a joy to be able to celebrate in the midst of all of this, to be able to celebrate life. So we are celebrating you. We are celebrating life. We're celebrating ourselves. And we're celebrating the legacy that those who come before us, who didn't have the luxury of living perhaps as long as we have, that we are celebrating them too. That's what life is about. So
it is. And, you know, I was going through all these Whitney songs that I loved, you know, and I was just thinking how much she's contributed to our lives just through music alone. Now, there's something great.
I know.
All this happened. You know, I want to talk about the good with Whitney because, you know, everyone has a good and bad side, but there's no point to bring it out. The good with Whitney was you had a funny tweet back in the day when you had first met Whitney and you said to her she was going to be a star. You remember that?
Well, listen, let me tell you this. I was at, there was a little jazz club called Sweetwaters in New York City on the Upper West Side. And we would go there and hang out and jazz acts. And one night there was Sissy Houston and she brought in her daughter. She wanted to introduce her daughter. And out stepped this little skinny girl with this little cotton dress on. And she had what we called back then, Max, a TWA. A teeny weeny afro. And she got up there and she and her mom, little folk called her Nippy back in the day, Nippy and her mom sat there and they sang Ain't No Mountain High Enough and songs of that caliber that we normally hear sung by lovers that were sung between a mother and daughter that took a whole different perspective. Sissy was so proud of her daughter. And little Whitney was so talented. It was as if God had touched her throat with his.
Mm-hmm. It is the truth. How she just sang her hearts away, didn't she, Ro? Now, here's the story. We dropped out, Ro. We lost you for a minute. We're going to try you back. But that's live radio. So Rolanda was in the middle of telling us about Whitney Houston. I think Whitney's in the studio tonight because all of a sudden the call just dropped. How weird is that, right? Well, you know how live radio is. We got to go on with the show. So we're going to try Rolanda one more time. Then we're going to get to the birthday celebration. I'm going to get my girl, Lunel, in the house. So while we're doing that, why don't we actually, Ronan, let's just go right to the party. Happy birthday in the house.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Sending
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Sorry for the little confusion we had, but that's live radio for you. But we got Rolanda back. So, Ro, welcome back. And tell us about that story when little Nippy was singing with CeCe and that song that we all just love and the voice.
Yeah, I was just telling you that back in the day, I mean, we're going back to 1980s, and there was a little jazz club on the west side of Manhattan called Sweetwaters. And CeCe Houston, the fabulous gospel singer, came there to sing one night, and she introduced her daughter. And there was this little skinny girl with a TWA, as we used to call it back in the day, a teeny weeny afro. And she got up there, and she and her mom sang songs like Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and all of those great songs that are normally love songs that they put into perspective of a mother and daughter. And it was the most amazing thing. And I said to her after the show, I ran up to her and I said, I've got to interview you. I was a reporter at the time for one of the local stations in New York City. And I said, I have got to interview you. You've got to let me interview you. So her and her mom agreed. And I went to the news director and I said, I've got this great story about this wonderful girl. She's going to be a huge star. And he was like, the news director was like, Whitney, who? We're not going to do that story. And I'm going, look, no. You have to understand. This girl is going to be huge. And they refused to do the story. So when she became huge, everybody looked at me with their tail between their legs. But from that point on, Nippy, as we called her, used to look at me every place we went. She would go, you knew. You were the first to know. You knew. And that was like our joke. But she was the most delightful, the most charming, bubbly young woman. She, went to her, I was there at her birthday party when a little boy named Bobby Brown came up to her, who was part of a group called New Edition, and came up to her and sang a song and admitted his crush to her. The next thing I know, we're going to their wedding. I mean, those are the things I remember. All good times, right?
Yeah,
the good times. And that's what, you know what, we all have a fleeting life, and life is cumulative, and what we all have are good times.
That's
what life is about. Life is about the good and the bad, but at the end of the day, I choose the good.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you chose to be here tonight, because I said, Ro's got to come on, because I want you to give everybody some Valentine's Day advice before we let you go, because that's my actual birthday, Ro. So give some love advice, and then we're going to have you back on the show real soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The number one love advice I give is that you love yourself first, that if you don't love yourself right, you can't love nobody else correctly.
That's the number one
thing you have to do is love you.
Well, I love me first, and I love you second, Rolanda Watts.
And look, we love us some you, Mr. Max, and it's your birthday, and we celebrate that. We celebrate the day you were born. We celebrate your parents who brought you here. We celebrate your mother who went through all that labor. And mainly, you're doing such good things, and you bring such positive light to things. And you have been a breath of fresh air in a couple of days that have been pretty dreary for us. And I thank you so much, and for us to be able to celebrate life again in the midst of such a difficult time. I am such a happy person right now to be able to say I love you to somebody who is living and somebody who brings life to such – you bring such joy to things,
thank
Max.
You, sweetheart.
And
well,
I really appreciate being your friend.
And I appreciate you being my friend, Ro. And guess what? Like Whitney Houston said, I will always love you, Rolanda.
Yeah, I will always love you, too.
Have a good night, sweetheart. Thank you for being here.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, have fun. And you tell that Adam Rodriguez, I said, hey.
I will. All right, Ro. Love you much.
Okay, love you much. Okay,
thanks,
have
darling.
Fun.
All right. Thank you, baby. We got a caller. Caller, who's this?
Hello?
Is the caller still here, Ronan? Not here. All right. You want to call back, you know the number, 323-203-0815. All right, well, you know what? We've got Lunel coming on, so let's play Happy Birthday until we get Lunel here and then this cast of CSI Miami. Hit it, Ronan.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
This is your birthday song.
Oh.
is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thank you all for being here tonight. Yes, it's my birthday show. Yes, that was Rolanda Watts. And yes, we have the cast from CSI Miami coming on. But before we have them, we got my girl, Lunel, in the house. Lunel Campbell, y'all know she made your last laugh off.
Hey, what's going on? I hear an echo. It might be the voices in my head. I don't know if it's there at the station or if it's the voices in my head. Because I got voices in my head.
Fade. The echo's going to fade. It'll go away in a second. But, Lunel, we are so glad you're here.
What? And
I said, we are so glad that you're here for my birthday special because I want you to be here.
Oh, yes. Thank you, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Now, we had you on the show before, and everybody loved you here on Max and Friends. So I want you to give everybody some Valentine's Day love advice. Lunel?
Wow. You know, Valentine's Day means different things for different folks. You know, if you're alone and don't have a Valentine, you know, I just say take your own self out to dinner, take your own self to a movie, get dressed up and spray on something and do something for your own self. It may sound lonely and pitiful, but it's better than sitting in the house, you know, whining about what you ain't got. Celebrate what you do got. If you got lungs in your body and they're full of air and you got the ability to get up and get in your own car and go somewhere, then you should do just that. If you got a loved one that you can be with, you know, thank God for that. And certainly celebrate that any way that y'all choose fit, you know.
That's the truth. Now, what do you do for your birthday celebration, Lunel?
Well, actually, my birthday is coming up on March the 12th. I'm a Pisces.
You are.
And I am having a birthday party for myself, probably the last one I'll ever have for myself, on March the 8th. And so I really have a party more for me and my friends than just for me. It's a way to get everybody in the same building at the same time, which
that's
is
right.
Hard to do. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing for myself this year.
Now, listen, what do you got coming up in your career?
Well, and I'm sorry if I sound a little distracted. Miss Diana Ross just took the stage.
I just saw that.
I had to sneak over to see what she was looking like. She's looking fantastic, too. You go, Diana. What do I have coming up? Well, I got four movies coming out this summer. One is the greatly anticipated Think Like a Man, the Steve Harvey book that was made into a film that premiered actually Thursday night in Los Angeles at the opening of the Pan African Film Festival. And I just got a little cameo in that. And then there's a pot movie like a Fridays that I made with Faison Love and Wesley Jonathan called Bud's House. That's going to be coming out. Also, I made a film sort of like a comedy documentary called The Last Laugh that Tony Rock is the star of. Chris Rock's brother, Tony, is the star. And the biggest and most anticipated film for me is the Adam Sandler film that will be coming out on Father's Day. It was entitled Think Like a Man. It was entitled I Hate You, Dad, when I was working on it this summer, but they may have changed the name to Donnie's Boy or That's My Boy. I'm not sure what it's going to come out under, but it'll be coming out on Father's Day, and that is, you know, very, very exciting, I think. And other various VH1 projects and, you know, doing my stand-up.
Doing your stand-up. So listen, Lunel, I want you to come back here. I just wanted you on tonight to have some fun with me while we were hanging out in the studio for my birthday. Because I was thinking about, if I was going to have a comedian, who would I want to have hang out with me? And I was like, it's got to be Lunel, because you just always make me laugh. Everyone remembers you from Borat. I get so many tweets that people are like, oh, my God, is she really coming on? I'm like, she's coming on. That's my girl.
So, yeah, well, after this Adam Sandler film comes out, they're going to be saying, oh, my God, is that the girl from, you know, that movie?
That's
because
right.
my role is pretty outrageous, and the film is rated R, and it is equally going to be as funny as Borat was. I'm expecting big things out of this film. Plus, it's just an honor and a privilege to work with Adam Sandler, you know?
It is. Well, listen, Lunel, I'm going to let you go watch Miss Diana Ross and Adele because we got to give some congratulations there. I'm glad you were able to stop by for the night tonight.
Thank you.
And give some love because I adore you. I think you're so much fun. And my birthday is on Valentine's Day. So my love is
my sister's is too. So is my sister. So much love to you. And if anybody wants to tweet me out there, you can tweet me at Lunel, L-U-E. Nell. And I always, always tweet back.
All right, Don. Well, we love you for hanging out, and I'm going to let you go. Enjoy your night, and thanks for being on Max and Friends.
Thanks so much. Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby. All right, we got a caller. Caller, who's this?
Hey, Max Tucci. This is Hunter. How you doing? Happy birthday.
How you doing? Thank you so much. I'm glad that you called, Hunter Cross. Everyone, y'all know Hunter Cross. He's on the show when we have Felonious Monk and we do political talk. How you doing, Hunter?
I'm doing great, thanks. I'm just catching a glimpse of the Grammys myself. It's a pretty slow show tonight.
It is. Adele just won. Well, listen, I'm getting tweets from people saying that I'm having a slow show because they're all waiting for CSI Miami Stars. So I got to say hi. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. And I'm going to talk to you real soon because we got to have you and Felonious on real quick.
Awesome.
Thanks. Have a great night.
Birthday.
Thank you
Bye.
So much. Bye. All right. We're going to get Emily Proctor here when we're back. But right now we got Count on Me by Whitney Houston. Hit it.
Ooh, yeah. Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was actually Whitney Houston's song, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And we just love Whitney. We're giving a tribute to her tonight, but we're also celebrating my birthday, which is on Valentine's Day. This is the moment y'all been waiting for. Emily Proctor, the divine Miss Emily Proctor from CSI Miami is in the house. Thank you, Twitter people. Emily, they are blowing up my Twitter asking where you are, and here you are.
Oh my gosh, Max, you are so awesome. Happy early birthday. Does everyone know it's actually on Valentine's Day?
Yes, we've been saying it. Rolanda Watts was just here, and she was telling everybody it's on Valentine's Day and what to do. So,
you're Valentine's baby.
I am, Emily. Well, speaking of babies, everyone wants to know how your daughter's doing, so that's number one.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm obsessed with her. She's so cute. She's so fun. We were at the park today. I took her to see a friend of ours had a birthday party, and he's a much older little boy, and they had some snakes there, and she just was not afraid. She was playing with the snakes. And I thought,
too cute.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Now, listen, we've got people, I swear, you have no idea. When we started promoting the show that you all were going to be on, you, Eve, and Adam are coming on tonight, people were like Twitter crazy over everybody, sending me emails. They're like, Emily, 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 Emily. So first off, we got to say hi to people in Indonesia. How cool is this, right?
Andrea, oh, my God, that's
Indonesia.
So awesome.
Andrea in Indonesia is tweeting us. Also, Melanie from Norway is tweeting us. We've got people all over the globe tuning in. So,
that's amazing.
Isn't it cool? Well, Andrea wants
yeah,
to know.
It really is. It's incredible. I mean, I think about, speaking of Pippa and things like that, I just think about what kind of world she grows up in when you're just able to connect with people like that from all over the world.
All over. Well, Tex-Mex just tweeted us that says she loves you, so she says hi.
Hello,
this is
Tex-Mex.
Fun. We're doing like a fun interactive show. But, you know, before we talk to everyone on Twitter, I got to find out what's going on with you and what's going on with the show. And is season 11 really going to be that last season?
I don't know, man. But can I just say, Max, I love talking to Radio Max. You got it together.
You know, you got to have it together. You got to.
I know. You've got the energy going. I'm sitting here in my PJs.
I'm sitting here in mine, too. I'm just in the studio.
I love it.
No hair, no makeup, PJs. How you doing?
PJs. Well, okay, here's the thing. Season 10, it was a great season, and I think there's just a little bit of maybe about season 11. I just honestly don't know. I think it's a true on-the-fence situation. Nobody has a contract. The finale was more definitive in terms of a no, and then they rewrote it to be a maybe. And I think that's kind of where it is.
That's where it is. Well, we're right now, people are listening to us from Maui. They're saying aloha to you. So how you doing?
Aloha.
And also Beth from Pittsburgh says she loves you. You're her idol.
Oh, Beth, so, that makes me feel good. Hello,
we
Beth.
We just got all these great people. But now listen, what has been, you've been on all these seasons. What has been like your favorite, number one, most memorable episode? Because I know sometimes actresses leave it at home, but have you taken any episode home with you and just thought about it?
Well, I think it definitely for me, the most memorable episode was pretty early on. It was an episode called Going Under, and it was really the first time they had given me any action to do, and I don't think anyone had really thought it through. And so we show up at the place where you do underwater stunts. Now, I had always assumed that this would be an above-ground tank, and you could see the people, but it's not. It's really sort of a quarry that they filled in with water. And so they throw me in there, and they're like, do you know how to swim? And I was like, yeah, I know how to swim. So they said, well, just, you know, swim across and then, you know, pop up. And so I did that. And they said, okay, now can you swim across and pretend like you can't breathe and pop up? And so I did that. And they said, okay, now can you dive down, thrash around and pop back up? And I said, well, how deep do you want me to dive? And they said, about 12 or 13 feet. And I said, hey, guys, I'm not a free diver. So they said, let's take 10 and teach Emily how to scuba dive. And that's when I kind of figured out the show that we were on.
Right.
Because
right.
It was true. That's literally what happened. They took 10 minutes. They taught me how to scuba dive. And then we did some fairly dangerous stunts. And it was terrifying and thrilling.
You do your own stunts?
I do as many as they'll let me do. Sometimes they kind of intervene and they say, you know, if you do catch on fire, then we can't make another show.
Well, listen, has motherhood changed your idea of acting at all?
Well, being a mom now makes me look at everybody else as somebody else's baby, which is really interesting. You know, before I've always just been worried about our prison systems, and I just, I feel like we're not doing the best that we can by people who are in trouble. Now, granted, I know there are plenty of people there who have done horrible things and should be there, but I think there's a lot of people there who just probably didn't get the right start and could have had a better chance and should be helped to being,
absolutely,
you know, in society, you know, to get some job training, to get some support, to get some good parenting, let's face it. And being a parent now, I just realize how much Pippa needs. She needs way more than I ever thought. And I feel very lucky that I have a job that I can take her to, and I have so much time to be with her, and that Paul has so much time to be with her. And I just feel for parents who are really strapped and really
I'm glad you're
not able to do that.
Because last week I had a parenting show. So y'all can go to the archives there for Max and Friends. And we had this great doctor, not the Dr. Phil, the cooler Dr. Phil. And he wrote a new book about parenting. So go check out my archives, which are at LATalkRadio.com, because you can find out how to be a better parent. I always say, Emily, there's no such thing as a bad kid, just a bad parent. I got a lot of flack for saying that last week, but it's what it is.
You know so what? I think there's a rare exception, but I think for the most part, I completely agree with you. Or,
right,
you know,
now,
or an overwhelmed parent, or, you know, a stretch to thin parent.
People are overwhelmed. Now, I'm overwhelmed right now with all this Twitter, because we've got people from Brazil saying hi, and they want me to ask you, when is Delco and Callie going to be together again?
Very, very soon.
Oh, you got to stay tuned. Go to CBS.com, because there you're going to find out all the information on CSI Miami and when it airs. I think everyone knows, because you guys are like the number one watched show in the world. Now, we have someone here, and they want to know when you're going to start tweeting. Never.
Okay. No. I talked with Amid from Twitter, and he's trying to sort of get me acclimated. I've been following some people. I am not very good, Max, as you know,
on the computer. I will give you a crash course in Twitter. You are going to just love it. It is so easy. Well, we're going to get it on your mobile phone, and you just need to know the @ and the # and that's it. We're going to – Eva, you know, Eva's coming on next. You're going to hang out here. Eva's on Twitter.
She's the queen of the Twitter.
She hits Twitter up like it's like nobody's business. Like, how you doing, Twitter? I'm like, all right, Eva, hitting me up before the show even started. Are we on for tonight? I'm like, hello, it's my birthday show, and I'm having Emily on. She goes,
well,
what's
I mean,
the order?
I don't even – like, people keep trying to say that I need to have some sort of reason to behind my tweets, and I thought, well, then I shouldn't do it, because I don't even think about what I'm going to say before I say it. How in the world am I going to think about a tweet? I would never get anything done. I would just overthink it.
Someone wants to know, they love your outfit choices on CSI Miami. Where do you get your clothes from? I know. I remember when I first went on this set, and you had, like, the most banging shoes. I was like, who is running around in these shoes as a CSI Miami investigator? Really?
Me. the higher, the better. Can I just say one more thing about the tweet, though, Max? Is that I may not be good with technology, but I read every single piece of fan mail that I ever get, and I respond to all of them personally.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because Melanie from Nori wants to know, what's the right address to send your fan mail? Because the internet has so many different ones, and they don't know where to send it to.
Tell them definitely not to send it to Lone Star. It's really best to send it to CBS at Beverly Boulevard, but it just takes a while to get to me. And because I do read everything and respond personally, it just takes me longer. But there'll be times when I get things and it's 2 years after people have sent it.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get Eva LaRue here in just a minute. We're going to play Happy Birthday because it's my birthday show and I'm here with
my birthday.
Favorite.
I know, Max. I feel like Mama Gina should be on.
She'll be on in a minute. You know I can't go anywhere without my Mama Gina. But I can't go anywhere without Eva LaRue or without Emily Proctor. So, y'all, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're going to play Happy Birthday, and Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor are going to be here. Stay tuned.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and we're here with Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor from CSI Miami. Twitters, people, calm down. Take
a breath. It's Eva R.
It's the P.
All right. So first,
Eva R, do you know what's so sad? I realized you and I are not going to have another scene together this year.
No, I know. I work tomorrow for a second, and we're all on the same scene on Wednesday.
No, I'm not in it anymore.
Why? What?
You see, because of
parts of the storyline that we cannot allude to, but it would be irresponsible for me to be there when I have other responsibilities.
Oh, that's right. We only talked to you on the phone.
Right? So that we were having so much fun and we're like, they don't want us to be together. It's true.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, Emily and I, whenever we get together, we chat too much, we laugh too hard, and we don't end up doing the work we're supposed to be doing, and we get in trouble, and I think they honestly keep us separated.
Well, I think they do, too.
Keep so we can't work together.
Y'all are just catching up like it's been forever that you've seen one another.
We saw each other last week, but it's been a long time. We have so much to catch up on.
We do, and we've got so many people tweeting us tonight, Eva. People want to know where they can find you on Twitter. Eva.
They can find me on Twitter at Eva LaRue Kapoo, CAPPOO.
And Emily doesn't have a name yet, everybody, so stop blowing up my Twitter because we're going to get, when Emily gets her name, I promise we'll be the first to tell
you. We will all make sure that you know when Emily gets on Twitter. So
Eva LaRue, can you believe I'm going to start tweeting?
You are?
I am.
Oh my God, when are you going to do it?
Is there a day?
Well,
is there an
official
day?
I talked to the guy from Twitter, and he was, like, trying to explain to me how to do it. And they said, oh, you need to have a reason why you're tweeting. And I'm like, I can't even imagine what my reason
is. Oh, no. There's plenty of people who have no reason to be tweeting. Just go do it. You don't have
to. That's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to, you know, put some poo out there.
There you go. Well,
people,
listen, speaking
yeah.
of doing things, Eva and Emily, we've got a great Twitter question here from Melanie from Norway. And she wants to know, we'll go with Eva first, what do you like to do most during your free time?
My free – oh, gosh, when I have free time – you know what? It's going to sound so silly, but my free time when it's not spent with Kaya and Joe and if I'm not traveling, my zen moments are sitting out in the backyard with a magazine. I know that sounds silly, but if I am dog-earing pages of fashion magazines or home magazines, I am at my most relaxed and zen.
Listen, speaking of magazines, I hope you read CBS Watch magazine.
Of course.
All right, good. And Emily, what do you do on your free time?
Oh, my God. I was just thinking what a great answer that was, because as you were asking that question, I was down on my knees scrubbing the underneath side of my table, and I thought to myself, my real answer is cleaning. I clean and I organize.
Proctor, someone on Twitter says that Tater loves you, so they're a huge fan.
Right back.
Someone here, now check this out. There's a woman, I'm going to say your name wrong, that's just Meganella. There you go. Meganella has 4 kids named after the characters and 2 more on the way. She's a total CSI Miami fan.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Meganella. Well, listen, speaking
who
of all
who did she have already? Who are her first 4 babies?
Hey, Meganella, hit me up on Twitter and let me know who they are, because Emily's asking. Thank you all for tweeting. Now, Eva, where can people send you fan mail? Because people are asking and they're getting wrong addresses and stuff. So where can people send you fan mail?
To Jonathan Togo's house.
Let me give you his address. That is so funny. You know, they can send it to Turkey. Not the country, but my publicist, Anthony Turk. They can send it to his let me get you that address really quick.
And while he was getting that address, Emily Proctor, you know, I have waited so long for you to be, I'm going to be here 4 years, and this is the first time you're on my show. Eva's been here 3 times already.
I don't know that you've really officially asked me. You just will say, hey, you should be on my radio show. Is that bad?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here. It's been too long. Now, you know, Fashion Week is in New York right now. I went to go see Carmen Markfavel tonight, which was an amazing show.
Oh, Emily, really? Yeah, I saw some pictures online.
Who is your favorite designer right now?
Oh, God, right now. Oh, God. That's hard.
Unfair
That's
question.
Hard. I mean, I think Isabel Marant, anytime I see something from her, I think it's very fashionable and incredibly wearable. And it's very, like, you know, that sort of hippie chic thing at the moment, like lots of Frenchy boots and short skirts and turquoise jewelry, which I love. I can't pull it off, but I love it.
And Eva, who do you love right now?
Oh, gosh. That is a really hard one, because there's so many. For me, it's not so much a designer as it is pieces that I think are classic and contemporary, but not too trendy, because I don't tend to look good in the trendy stuff. I've got a very Latin body, you know, big boobs, big butt, little waist, and so it's more pieces that I love. So, you know, I love a Gucci piece, but I love Prada, but I can't wear it. They don't make it for, I just don't feel like they make it for Latin girls.
You know what I love about Prada?
You know
I
what?
Love their keychains.
I'm sorry, Max.
All
but if it's a great top that's from Prada, then yeah, I'll pair that with some, you know, I'm kind of a mix and matcher.
It's
right,
not a good that. Moment in fashion time for girls who are shaped like us, because the waist is non-existent at the moment.
Yeah.
And we need a waist.
We need a waist. We need a real, you know, old, like, 40s kind of cut.
We need a belt.
You know what we need? We need to call Adam, because people want to hear Adam's voice. These girls out there, don't you? How do you all feel?
Oh,
about
they love them some Adam Rodriguez.
Right?
Rodriguez.
Before we get him, how do y'all feel about him? What's the real scoop?
Oh, God.
He's
the sweetest boy on the planet.
He's the sweetest.
He's such a big, humongous sweetheart. He is so romantic, too. I mean, you should hear, like, he's just a big, humongous ball of sweetness.
He is. He's just the softest, cuddliest, lovingest.
make it happen. All right, here, Meganella, Callie, age 7, Ryan, age 3, Natalia would be 2 on the 17th, and Marisol is 8 months old.
Oh, my God, so she doesn't have an H yet.
No
Horatio.
We're on the way.
Or an Adam.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to play Happy Birthday because this is my birthday show, and I'm hanging with my favorite people. That's what I wanted for my birthday, y'all. Last year I gave you music. This year I'm giving you CSI Miami because that's how we roll. So happy birthday to me, and when we're back, Adam Rodriguez.
Yay.
Let's hit it, Ronan.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday.
Stay here, you two.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Ladies out there, take a breath, because Adam Rodriguez is here.
Ow! What's happening?
What's
going on? I'm hanging out. I'm hanging out with Max and Friends.
And Eva and Emily.
It's Max,
yes.
And Posse.
Gorgeous ladies.
Right.
All right. We were just going on and on about what a big, humongous pile of gooey sweetness you are.
It's cute.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, I'm glad y'all brought that up because we got a Twitter question, Adam, and someone wants to know what your dream girl is all about. Who is she?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my dream
girl is
a woman that is just going to love me for every bit of who I am, all good, all bad, all fun, all boring, all of it, and just always make me feel like I'm the king, and I want to do the same for her. That's my dream girl. And she got to have a sense of humor and be educated.
That's the truth. That's actually the truth, Adam.
You see,
it's so interesting.
Y'all can make her. Y'all can make her in the crime lab. Put her together, right?
Construct her, right? Like, what's up with weird science? Can we not do that? You know, maybe Steve Jobs could.
I don't know. Can we just be honest? Do you really want your dream lady concocted at CSI Miami? That's all I'm saying.
No, definitely not. No. I'll leave that. I'll handle that myself. Just to be in charge of that project.
All right. Well, listen, Adam, Carla says that she loves you and she can't wait for Magic Mike to come out. So tell us about Magic Mike.
Carla, hi. I love you too, Carla, and I can't wait for Magic Mike to come out either. I cannot wait for this movie to come and hit the silver screen because I had such a great time making this movie that I can't wait for people to share in that good time when they watch it. They're just going to have a fun time.
Guess who else can't wait?
When's it coming out?
Eva LaRue and Eva T.
When is it supposed to come out? It's supposed to be fall?
June 29th. No, it has a hard...
Oh, it's coming out right away. That's awesome.
He's having the premiere when he knows that we're going to be out of town.
No.
June 29th.
No.
Well, wherever you're at, if they have a movie theater near there, I hope that you're sitting in a seat and watching.
We will be. We're going to be in Cabo.
And bring a dollar bill to the movie theater because we'll have an usher that's going to collect all the singles that get thrown into the aisles, and they will be mailed to all of the dancers, in the movie.
There you go. Now listen.
Good idea.
I got to ask you, Adam. Well, no, I have to tell you that Crystal we've got people from Sydney, Australia listening tonight. So say hi to Crystal. She wants a shout out.
Hi, Crystal, in Sydney, Australia. I love that city.
Right. Well, we got people in Indonesia. in Norway, in Sydney. We have everybody listening tonight. You all are bringing out a huge crowd. Beth loves you. All right, Twitter people, I love you all too, but I got to take control of the show. You just took too much of my time. I love you, Twitter people. But, oh, my God, it's like herpes. It spreads so quick, Twitter. But now check this out. Everyone's got it. all right, so back to the program, Adam. People want to know, what's your favorite? I asked Emily the question earlier, but if you could take home one show that you love the most, which show would it be? What episode?
Oh, if I could take home one show to always watch?
Yep.
Man, all right. I can't give you just one. I'll give you three shows, and they're all my favorites. Breaking Bad, The Wire, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. If you could roll all of those up into one show, then I could have that. Just that one show. The Wire, I think, is the best storytelling I've ever seen on television, just purely from story standpoint, start to finish, just doesn't get any more thorough or detailed or layered or Shakespearean than that. And Breaking Bad is almost, it's not almost as good as The Wire, but it actually is even more entertaining because they incorporate, you know, great use of music and camera work into that show. And then Curb Your Enthusiasm just cracks me up because I am Larry David.
There you go.
Any of the girls that have ever lived with me or dated me can honestly tell you I am Larry David. I am the Latino Larry David.
That is funny.
All right, now y'all, the Grammys were tonight, so you know Adele took home like the majority of awards. What do you think
of Adele,
Emily Proctor?
What?
What do you think of Adele?
Well, it's just started out here, so I didn't know that.
Oh, did I just bust the hump?
All I've seen is LL Cool J and some Whitney stuff, and then I paused it.
I've been following it all night.
All right, well, here's the
deal. She's awesome. She's totally awesome, and I love that the non-creative people in her life tried to push her around, and she was like, forget you guys, I'm not listening.
But you know what's so funny? The Grammys tonight were like literally like there should have been Depend commercials. We've got music.
I was like, is that your Grammy award winning?
I don't even know where that music is coming from. Hey Ronan, where's
that? That was me. That was my horrible piano playing. You're talking about Adele, so I think the only thing that I know from Adele.
Oh wow! And you're nominated.
You see, that was Adam Rodriguez. Hey, real quick, Emily, someone has in Denmark has their name tattooed on their shoulder. Your name, Emily, on their shoulder.
Wow.
That's hot. Is it a man or a woman?
It says Love Emily Proctor. That's Love Emily Procti. That's their name. Greetings from Denmark. I'm a huge fan of Emily and even got her name as a tattoo on my shoulder.
Nice. I love it.
Nice.
Why the shoulder is my question.
Because you know what's nice is he doesn't ever have to worry about breaking up with you and having to change that name.
Right.
That's true.
Brilliant. Better just get a random name, like a name of somebody you love from a TV show, than to even do your husband or your boyfriend. Don't you think?
Why not?
Now listen,
because there's a greater possibility of breaking up with that person.
Than with your
TV show love.
Now, someone just asked what you guys think of the adopting storyline.
Oh, my God. Somebody is on it. How is that storyline even out
there?
How
do they know that?
You see, I've got the ultimate people listening, you guys. This is Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, what is this?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. You're listening to Max Tucci because I'm your host, and I've got my peeps CSI Miami in the house, Emily Proctor, Adam Rodriguez, and my girl Eva LaRue. How you doing?
Howdy.
So
hello,
listen.
Hello, Max. It's your birthday.
Now, it's my birthday. Speaking of Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Man.
All right,
birthday.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go through the list real quick because we got to wrap up pretty soon. So speaking of wrapping things up, everyone, you know what I say on my show, wrap up, be safe, okay? Better to be safe than sorry. Adam, Valentine's Day is coming. What do you suggest everyone does on Valentine's Day? That's my actual birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
His real birthday is the 14th.
Well, I suggest everybody send you a happy birthday shout out, first of all.
All right.
And then I suggest that everybody just, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
All right, Emily Proctor, what do you say?
Well, I was just thinking that, well, this is terrible. I think everyone should buy a really cheap candy heart from the drugstore and take one bite out of each piece. That seems like a good idea. That's what I would do. Isn't that sad?
And Eva LaRue?
Well, we just celebrated over the weekend. So we just went down to Orange County for the weekend, and we just drove back. So Valentine's Day, because I like to spend Valentine's Day with a group. I know that sounds kooky, but you know, my daughter's only 10, and my mom used to always spend Valentine's Day with me and my sister. So I don't ever want to leave her alone. So I want to have Valentine's dinner with her, with my two sisters who are both single. My mom's going to come up, so we're going to all go to dinner together and have a little Valentine's Day dinner party.
See, that's not right, because Valentine's is my birthday, and I can't go out for dinner or do anything because it's all people who are amateur lovers, okay? It's a prefix.
I'm a pro, my friend. I resent that remark. What?
I was going to say, I have to be perfectly honest, Max, when you asked me, I'm just a dude. I was like, oh my God, is it this week? I got to get off.
That's why I needed a whole weekend. I'm just giving up today.
All right. Wolf Forever says that he loves you all. So here's the story.
Love back at you.
Now, Emily said something, but Eva, Adam, is this the last season of CSI Miami?
Nobody knows.
If I had to bet the farm on it, I would say that it's not. I think that anything is possible, of course, and certainly the people that make those decisions have a real hard bottom line about dollars and cents. So they're gonna do what makes sense for their dollars. But I really think that we've got a very strong chance at being back next season. I hope we do.
I think so too.
You know, certainly.
All right.
They're letting us swing in the wind a little bit, but I really think that we are going to be back too. In my heart of hearts, I feel like we'll be back.
I know they've not committed to us on Valentine's Day. CBS is not.
No.
They're not being a very good lover.
Valentine's.
They're not being a good lover, but you know
they're
what?
They're not. They're being very wishy-washy.
You know, that's the truth. Speaking of wishy-washy, that's one thing that all you listeners are not tonight. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for Twittering. Emily, I've got the picture of the tattoo. They tweeted it to me. I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, fantastic. You should send us a picture of us and all of us in Italy.
Oh, I will.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really fun.
That was good times. Well, listen to this real quick. Before we go, you know I have to bring up the question because everybody's asking. And tonight we had a tribute to Whitney Houston at the beginning of the show with Rolanda Watts. What do you all think of Whitney Houston? Emily Proctor, we'll start with you.
I went to dance class today, and all they played was Whitney Houston, and they played How Will I Know, and I just imagined her in that video, and she was just so young and so hopeful, and I just thought, it is a real thing in our business where people just start putting so much out there, and I think she at some point just felt like it was impossible to be imperfect and ask for help, and it's a real heartbreaker, and it's a heartbreaker for her baby.
Eva?
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt like it's tragic that there's so much pain out there, that people are in so much pain and don't feel like they can ever extricate themselves from that. So I tweeted something today that I read, and it was a quote, "A wonderful song giveth wings to the spirit and filleth the heart with exaltation. From my spirit to yours. Thank you, Whitney."
And Adam?
I mean, look, first and foremost, I think it's a very sad waste of tremendous talent. One of the best, if not maybe arguably the best voice female vocalist of all time. But I think we got to pay attention to the things that really matter in life, which are the people that you have around you, the people that you love, and not pin your hopes and your life on the approval of other people. I love having fans, love having people that love us from the outside, but gotta love yourself from the inside and know that the love from the people closest to you is what matters most. And if you can hold on to that, then you might not find yourself in the kind of sadness that Whitney was in. So hopefully in death she's found peace, and that's all I have to say.
That's the truth. Well, everyone, if you feel that you need someone to talk to because life is tough and it's difficult, don't go to drugs, don't go to alcohol, don't go to suicide. Go to 1-800-273-TALK. They're going to be there to help you 24/7. And if you want to talk about it, they've got grieving counselors there. So give them a call. But there's a great book called Never Letting Go. I want you to get that book. We've had the author here. We've had Eva LaRue, Emily Proctor, and Adam Rodriguez, the cast of CSI Miami. Y'all remember Borat's prostitute, Lunel? She was here too. And thank you to Rolanda Watts. There's a great quote, everyone, that I absolutely love, and it's, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So, Whitney Houston, let your spirit live on. On that note, will you guys come back? Because people want more time with you.
Yeah, yeah, fun, Max. Very fun, Max. Thanks for having us, baby.
I know. It's nice because all three of us don't get to do stuff together.
I know. We never get to do stuff all together. It's really cool.
See, I bring it together here on Max and Friends, right?
Love you, girls.
Yeah. Max, you have a really great birthday.
I need sound clips from y'all. So, Adam, say, this is Adam Rodriguez, and you're listening to Max and Friends.
This is Adam Rodriguez. You're listening to Max and Friends.
Emily?
This is Emily Proctor, and you're listening to Max and Friends.
Eva?
This is Eva LaRue. You're listening to Max and Friends.
And this is Max Tucci. You are listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We're going to have you guys back real soon. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Take life to the max and hit it, Ronan. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Maxie.
Happy birthday,
Max. Happy birthday to you. And may all your